A swath of Netherfield's woods bordered Longbourn's. It would be as close to Mary's wedding breakfast as she would be able to go. Though it made precious little sense, she turned down along the wooded path.
"Darcy should be here,"
April chittered and flapped.
"I am going to tell Walker that he must remedy this situation immediately."
The wood's shadows welcomed them along the cool path between the trees. Branches arched up overhead to form a skeletal canopy. It would be full and green soon, but now it was only a promise of what was to come. The forest floor, likewise, remained dry and crunchy, waiting for the full advent of spring to soften it with rains and new growth.
"You are unhappy,"
April hovered near Elizabeth's face. "He has work to do. Besides, I do not need Mr. Darcy to be happy." "Perhaps not, but it would not hurt."
"Yes, you do. You should be happy. Longbourn is a bully and just plain mean. A disgrace to his kind. The Blue Order really ought to bring him under better regulation."
April landed on Elizabeth's shoulder. "I know you have very decided opinions, but perhaps, just perhaps, it is not good to share them so near to his territory. He does have an awful propensity." A roar, just softer than dragon thunder, rattled branches overhead and crashing footsteps approached. To appear when one voices such things. Elizabeth squeezed her eyes shut and forced herself to draw in long, deep breaths. But her heart still fluttered and her belly pinched, especially when the first whiff of dragon musk mixed with the distinct odor of wyvern wafted on the breeze.
"I do not want you in my territory."
Huge, stomping footfalls punctuated the declaration. "Good day to you too, Longbourn." She flashed a false smile and curtsied.
"Get out of my woods."
He leaned down toward her face, extending his tail for balance. "I am on Netherfield territory, not yours."
"These are my woods."
He edged closer, breath hot and putrid on her face. Mary really needed to take better care of his teeth, or he would soon be in need of a tooth key himself. "Do not attempt to poach territory that is not yours. You know that is against the Accords, even if there is no dragon assigned to the land." She folded her arms across her chest and pulled her shoulders back. How would he respond if she spread her cloak and flapped to make herself large? Probably not well, but it was a thought.
"I do not want you here."
April buzzed toward him and pecked between his eyes, not that he could feel it much through his thick hide.
"I am very sorry for you, then. I hate to suspend any pleasure of yours, but I am entirely within my right to be here, and I will enjoy my walk, since you are determined to keep me from my family's celebration."
"You should not have been at the wedding. I told them both I did not want you there. They went against my wishes."
"I am sorry you are so selfish and small-minded that you would wish to keep me from my own sister's wedding. But since it occurred outside of your territory, you have no control in the matter. They were within their rights to allow me to be present. You should be satisfied that you have prevented me from attending the wedding breakfast. I am feeling that deeply. Is that not enough for you?"
He huffed acrid breath in her face.
"This is not my fault. It is your choice."
"How exactly is this my fault?"
"You abandoned your place as keeper."
He thumped the tip of his tail. A large branch snapped and sent a shower of debris against Elizabeth's skirt.
"Because you tried to persuade me. Now you are trying to use persuasion to make Mary cross with me."
"She has enough to be cross about. She does not need my help."
"What is that supposed to mean?"
"She has to manage Collins, who is an idiot, and Kate, who is the very picture of a shrew, not to mention your feather-pated mother, and she has been neglecting me. Of course she is short-tempered. No persuasion is needed to accomplish that."
He wrinkled his nose, sending April flying backwards.
"So you have then considered it?"
"I am not persuading her or anyone else. Why can you not accept that?"